You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Music Interval Theory Podcast. I'm your host, Frank, and I'm glad you've tuned in again for some exciting composition techniques and action around interval theory. Before we dive into today's material, I want to let you know about the YouTube version of this episode, which you can watch on our YouTube channel. I've included the link to that video in the show notes. If you want to follow along with the actual musical notes and score for what we're about to listen to, be sure to check it out. Today, I want to talk about how I pump more energy into static chord progressions. This is a fantastic topic because it allows you to control the energy of your writing even after you've laid down the basic ideas. You start with your core musical concept, and once you've outlined it, you can go back and refine the details. This fits perfectly into our three-step process: gathering, sketching, developing. Controlling energy is crucial in musical storytelling because it directs the audience's attention to specific elements. Some composers might think that more is more, but if you want to tell compelling stories, that's not always the case. Imagine a Terminator movie that's just 90 minutes of non-stop action, gunfire, explosions, chase scenes. It would be overwhelming and hard to follow. Instead, you need to give your audience moments of calm between the intense scenes. This contrast makes the dynamic parts stand out even more, right? With that in mind, let's jump into the techniques and get things going. Let's assume we have four bars of filling material. Nothing really happens, so I call these filling moments empty parts. Now let's create a motor. Think of it as the beating heart of your composition, the driving force that injects energy into your vertical structures. For this demonstration, I've chosen the strings, but this technique can be applied to any instrument section. You can use some accents to give it a bit more form, and every two bars, I break the pattern. Here, it's a quick sideline, and here, it's a turnaround. These variations allow for repetition and make it more interesting for the listener. Now, let's add the brass section to our composition. I've chosen to highlight some accents and give more weight to the turnaround. As you listen, you'll notice that the brass section gradually takes the lead, creating a natural hierarchy at fortissimo. Next example. This is a quick sketch based on a straightforward chord progression. A quick note about this voicing: if scale tone 3 appears in the bass, I avoid it in the chord above. This usually sounds better. I'll break this guideline and explain why I did it in a minute. Here's a possible arrangement for the strings. The bass part stays the same, and the first violins play a simple line based on chord tones. All the action takes place in the two inner voices. And that's where your attention will go because it moves quickly. Let's take a listen. And now let's bring back the brass section and its power. You notice that the brass section puts the string arpeggios into the background, which makes the whole thing sound more complex. This is how I add controlled complexity to my compositions. If you have some experience with mixing, then you know that most of the energy is located in the bass. When we start moving the bass around, it will attract the listener's attention. I still owe you the explanation for why I doubled scale tone 3, although it appears in the bass, right? The bass now has such a strong horizontal force that the vertical connection becomes less important. Hence, playing the full chord on top was fine. To me, it's all about being practical. And just to remind you quickly, this is what we started with. If you need help implementing these techniques into your own compositions, you can find all the information below. And there are so many gradations within each option. Let's go back to the motor-like pattern we started with as our first example. You can create different versions of that motor, each with varying levels of energy. You can even change the colors by using different instrument sections, placing them in different registers, and blending various dynamic levels. This all highlights that orchestration is truly an art form in itself, and the more you learn about it, the more it will benefit your musical journey. On a quick side note, the essence of what I found most useful is distilled into our orchestration concepts. It's our second largest content piece inside the Academy, with over 14 hours of video explanations and countless musical examples that help our Academy members apply orchestration techniques in the most efficient way possible. I have a feeling we'll be exploring more episodes focused on various orchestration techniques in the future. For now, I suggest you pick one composition from one of your favorite composers and dive deep into the orchestration. Try to understand what's happening with the energy and be specific about your observations. Through active listening, you can pick up valuable insights and gather fantastic ideas that you can implement into your own writing. Well, that's all for now. I want to thank you for spending your time with me, and I hope you got a lot out of this episode. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and many thanks for listening. This is Frank. Best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.